Welcome to Pondberry Island, where dungeons, crypts, and hidden places teem with peril and secrets. Beatrice, Alice, and Punch have founded their very own dungeon-clearing business, and they fearlessly delve into the shadows, uncovering the mysteries that lurk beneath. Stay tuned, for the Dungeon Crashers are here to light the way. For a price. Episode 5. The Trip to Ravenwood. The Dungeon Crashers were again excited to be going off on another adventure to another town they had never visited before. They wandered the streets of Ravenwood looking for some clue or another. They didn't really have a plan for how they would find one person in a whole city, and after a few hours of walking around, Punch began expressing her concern.
How are we supposed to find one person in an entire city? We don't even know what she looks like, said Punch. We know her name, and we know what the amulet looks like. That's it. This is going to take forever.
Maybe we can go to the library and find census records. Maybe look up where she lives or see if she owns property here, suggested Alice.
Or maybe we can just walk around yelling, Galfamina Broadmoor,
until we find her, suggested Punch sarcastically.
Or maybe we just get a ticket to a play, said Beatrice.
Look.
She pointed up to a large theater marquee down the street. A big sign read, Broadmoor Theater, now showing The Rule of Queen Lenora.
Broadmoor Theater, Alice thought out loud. Think it's the same Broadmoor?
I don't know. Maybe. Let's go check it out, said Beatrice.
The girls all ran down the street to the theater. On the walls of the building, posters hung that advertised different plays performed at the Broadmoor. The girls wandered around the outside of the theater, trying to figure out if this place was going to be helpful in their search for Galfamina Broadmoor and the amulet.
Look here! Come here, guys!
Whispered Alice, standing before a framed newspaper clipping hung on the outside of the theater. Beatrice and Punch rushed over and read along with Alice.
Broadmoor Theater reopens after renovations, Alice began reading. After months of construction, the Broadmoor Theater is finally reopening with a musical review. The musical variety show will run the entire week and tickets are free.
And the rest of the article just talks more about their upcoming plays and stuff, but look at the picture. It's Galfamina.
How do you know?
Asked Punch, squinting at the black and white newspaper image.
The amulet. It's hanging around her neck right there.
Alice pointed to the picture to show the amulet hanging around her neck. The image was grainy and out of focus, but it looked just like the drawing the old lady had given them.
Okay, nice. So we know this is her theater, Beatrice said quietly. I think we need to get in there and find the amulet.
Why are we whispering? Asked Punch.
Well, we are talking about stealing from the owner of this very theater, so maybe we should do it quietly, said Beatrice. Or maybe not at all. Let's just look around and see what we see, but keep the stealing conversations to a minimum.
Alice and Punch nodded in agreement. The girls entered the lobby of the theater and looked around. No shows were going on right now, so no one was there selling tickets or concessions. But the place was open for the people who worked there and anyone else who wanted to check it out. The girls had never been to a theater before, but the lobby of the Broadmoor was just what they imagined a theater looked like. Dark red carpet covered the floor, and a big gold chandelier hung from the ceiling. Poofy couches and chairs with gold accents sat along the walls beneath posters of previous theater shows.
"Yo, this place is fancy," said Punch.
Before Beatrice and Alice could agree, they were approached by a professional-looking woman holding a clipboard. She was tall and wore a black pantsuit. She appeared quite busy.
"Extras, come in the back," she said. "Is this your first time?"
They had no idea what this woman was talking about, but Beatrice answered.
Yeah, it's our first time, yeah.
"Obviously. Listen, extras, come in the back, like I said. Don't come in the front again," the lady said while writing something down on her clipboard.
"You're a little early, but that's good. Go down that hallway, follow the signs for the extras room. Don't go anywhere else and don't get lost. Got it?"
"Got it,"
said Beatrice. "Thanks."
The woman turned and hustled off in another direction.
Beatrice led them through the back halls of the theater while Alice and Punch discussed what it meant to be an extra.
What just happened? Asked Punch.
Well, she directed us to an extras room, so maybe they audition extras for the play they're doing now, guessed Alice.
What's an extra? Asked Punch.
It's like an actress that doesn't have lines or anything, answered Alice. Extras usually just stand around. Like if there's a scene at a royal ball, there would be some extras standing around dressed all fancy, acting like they're at a royal ball, while the main actresses said and did stuff that the audience is actually paying attention to.
Oh, I think I get it, said Punch. So we're going to be pretending we're at a ball?
No, I mean, I don't know. I was just using that as an example, said Alice. I'm sure they're going to tell us in the extras room.
Here it is, said Beatrice. Be cool, all right?
What do you mean, be cool? None of us knows what we're doing, said Alice.
Yeah, I know, but just act like you know what you're doing, said Beatrice. We're in a theater, after all. Let's do some acting.
The three entered the door labeled Extras Room. It was just a big open room with a few long tables. Boxes of costumes lay all over. Some people were already there, pulling on pants and shirts that looked like worn-out battle gear. Compared to the lobby of the theater, this room was kind of dumpy. One girl was putting green makeup on her face while looking down at a mirror. She noticed Beatrice, Alice, and Punch just kind of standing there for a moment, and she addressed them.
You gotta get dressed before you put on the makeup, said the girl. If you put your makeup on first, then it's gonna smudge when you put on your costumes. This your first time?
Yeah, answered Beatrice. It's all of our first times. So we just get dressed in any of these clothes? And then, are you putting that green makeup all over your face?
The girl stopped smearing green on her cheeks.
You don't have a clue, do you? She asked Beatrice.
Before Beatrice could answer, the girl continued.
I mean, that's all right if you don't. It's a lot to take in your first time.
Listen, the play is The Rule of Queen Lenora. You know, Queen Lenora from history books and stuff? We're the troll extras, the part in the story when Queen Lenora...
Alice then interrupted the girl, excited to finally know something about what was going on.
Oh, yeah, the part in the story when Queen Lenora fought off an entire mob of trolls to preserve the kingdom for future generations and rid Pondberry Island of trolls forever. I read about that.
Yeah, right, well... Now you're going to act in the play, as a troll, said the girl.
Then it all made sense. They remembered the words on the marquee outside advertising the current production of The Rule of Queen Lenora. Beatrice and Alice and Punch all nodded slowly and said,
Oh, right, yeah.
They went to a corner of the room with some boxes of costumes and began putting the troll battle gear on over their own clothes.
This is great, whispered Beatrice. We can pretend we're extras in the show and figure out where that amulet is.
Honestly, I've always wanted to dress up like a troll, said Punch. Especially that green face paint. I'm gonna look awesome.
The girls finished getting their costumes on and took turns painting each other's faces. More and more people came into the extras room and began getting ready. Eventually, the woman with the clipboard popped in to give instructions.
All right, trolls, full cast rehearsal is in 15 minutes. Review these notes and report to the stage. Remember, this is just a rehearsal. Pay attention, do what you're told, and you will be asked back for the final performance in a few days.
She dropped a stack of papers on one of the tables and rushed out of the room. The extras all stepped forward and passed out the papers. They all had the same thing written on them.
Troll instructions. Act fierce and growly. Sound mean, but do not be louder than the main actresses. Attack the queen, but do not touch her. When the flashing sword is swung around, react as if you were knocked back. Fall to the ground and do not get up until curtain.
Beatrice, Alice, and Punch all read from the same paper, trying to make sense of the instructions. The girl from earlier approached them and said,
Don't worry about getting it right the first time. We'll practice it over and over during rehearsal for the next few days. You'll get it.
Everyone began slowly filing out of the extras room to report to the main stage. The dungeon crashers followed the crowd through the backstage halls. A sign was posted near a different hallway. It read, Premier actress dressing rooms. Top talent only. They all three looked at each other knowingly and grinned. Galfamina's dressing room was surely down that hallway somewhere, and they were one step closer to finding the amulet.